Days, our wild thing. He's one of our NRL Nation commentators, and he's on the line. Mark Spud Carroll, good morning.
Richard, mate. Are you winning or am I winning?
No, I'm winning, mate. I'm winning.
Why am I?
Oh, look, I'm not sure, but I don't think I can lose unless I have an absolute shocker.
Okay.
An absolute shocker this weekend. Look, I had a call from Anthony earlier this morning. He was listening to you, Blakes, calling the footy last weekend, and he reckoned not enough footy and too much waffle, Mark. He reckoned there's too much chit-chat and not enough footy.
Okay, fair enough. No, that's what the list of the four. Yeah, there's a little bit of dribble, but it was a pretty hopeless game, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So there
was plenty of room for waffle there. I can remember, I think it was Bert Bryant calling a steeplechase race in Melbourne years ago. I had it on tape. I've lost the thing now. I think there were four horses, and there was nothing happening, and he told two jokes during the race.
Well, that's probably what happened last week. It was a bit of a bludger of a game, but anyway, it's good that someone is actually listening.
Yeah, exactly. Sin bins for high tackles. There seem to be a hell of a lot of them this season. Any comments on that?
Mate, what about the weekend? Kafuski got sin binned 10 minutes. He then got a 2-week suspension. Thank God he went down and challenged it. Well, I said, I was saying the other day, I was in Woolworths, LA, and someone hit me hard on that. That's how lenient that hit was.
Yeah.
The Dolphins now have him back, which now against your side, the Newcastle Knights. So, mate, there's something going on, and I just hope we don't talk about referees in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, let's hope so. Okay, kicks off tonight. All the action right here from 7 o'clock. It's coming from Suncorp, Scotty Sattler, who I notice is now the voice for this new Jets team that could be coming in, which is interesting, the Ipswich Jets and, of course, the Newtown Jets. I think they got $40 million to further their case. There could be, but Scotty's had a bit to say on that. Here we're calling the game along with Andrew McCulloch and Drew Forbes. Broncos take on the Storm. Kevin Walters under a bit of pressure. They got absolutely flogged last week by the Dolphins. They're minus Katoni Staggs, no pain Haas, and Melbourne pretty well back to full strength, minus Ryan Pappenhausen. Boy, isn't he the unluckiest rugby league player in the world at the moment?
Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. I think the Melbourne Storm, after last week's performance, 11 different players in there, they nearly won that game, and they're just getting stronger and stronger, timing their run to perfection. So I'll go Melbourne.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that one. I'm Melbourne too. I'll let you pick first before I give my selections.
Okay.
The early game tomorrow night, we're covering that one. You're calling that one with Tim Manor and Jimmy Smith from Campbelltown. And for that reason, I'm going to go for the Tigers. Tigers take on the Eels dubbed the battle for the wooden spoon. Tigers fresh off a bye, welcoming back Aiden Setser from injury, Sean Russell back from illness for Parramatta. Eels are hot favourites to win this one, but I'm going for the home team, the Tigers.
Opposite, I think, Parramatta. I cannot believe that score last week. How do you lose a game scoring 40 points? That being St George, they've done their dash.
Yeah.
I think Parramatta, who would have thought the last game of the year would be a spoon bowl?
Yes, a spoon bowl. I like that one. Okay, the late game tomorrow night from Accor. The Rabbitohs take on the Roosters. Bunnies interim coach Ben Hornby obviously made a number of changes to the side, minus Jack Whiten because of the hamstring injury. And it's also final game for the Rabbitohs for Tom Burgess and Damien Cook playing their last games for the club. And of course, a massive blow for the Roosters' premiership chances. No Radley, no Smith, and no Sam Walker due to injury, and Sualihi back from a neck injury. Look, I'll go for the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Roosters. I think even after last week's performance, losing those players, I sort of put a red line through the Roosters. But then again, they've got these reserves come in, who are high quality players, and they've got 1 week to get all their combinations right, so I think it could be a bit of a score against the Rabbitohs.
Okay, the early game on Saturday, it's a 3 o'clock kickoff at Nestrada Jubilee Stadium, Dragons at home to the Raiders. This is an interesting one, because they're two of the teams on 28 points along with the Dolphins and the Knights, and theoretically, if one of these teams wins and the Dolphins and the Knights draw, the Dragons or the Raiders could get into the 8 rather than the Dolphins or the Knights.
well, it's not going to happen. Mm. It won't happen, mate. I think those two clubs will look in the air and go, oh, my God, what happened? But I think the Raiders also, mate, they lost so many games at home where it's like a fortress. So if they turn that around, the last 3 weeks is, you know, they've beaten some of the greatest sides in our competition. So, and the Dragons, mate, they didn't deserve to be there. They couldn't even beat Parramatta.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I'm going
to the Raiders.
Okay, well, I'm going Dragons. What about Whitehead getting sin bin twice in that game last week? Wasn't that crazy?
Well, and they won the game still.
Yeah.
That shows you what sort of performance it was by the Raiders and, you know, that the aftermath. He went in to see if Brandon Smith was okay because he was concerned. You know, no one ever goes out with malice to go and hurt someone. It was an accident.
Yeah.
And, we've got to move on.
Yeah, we do. Okay, the 5:30 game tomorrow from Accor. The Bulldogs take on the Cowboys. Dogs looking, obviously, to bounce back from following the loss to Manly. Matt Burton out due to the concussion protocol. Stephen Crichton back from suspension. Look, I'm going for the home team, the Bulldogs.
Well, I mean, catch up, mate, aren't I? I mean, Cowboys, but then again, the Bulldogs last week... They had to. They're in a bit of a streak. I think it's the loss they had to have.
All right. Okay. You're going the Cowboys.
Yep.
Okay. The late game, 7:30 at Bluebet. Panthers take on the Titans. One change to Penrith's side, who defeated Souths last week. Scott Sorensen returning from a hamstring injury, and the Gold Coast obviously looking to get a final win to wrap up their season after being flogged by the Knights last week, although we let in a couple of easy ones. They're minus David Fifita. I'm going for the Panthers.
Yeah, I think the Panthers, Richard. I just noticed we've got an old boys invitation. That was my first club that gave me an opportunity, and actually... I think it's the last game at Penrith Park. I think they're actually calling it Penrith Park tomorrow, and then they get the renovation. So we'll go to Penrith.
Okay, the early game, the 2 o'clock game from Four Pines Park. Your team, yep. Manly, take on the Sharks. Seagulls minus Tom Trbojevic. There's another unlucky rugby league player, hey? An AC joint injury. Cronulla welcome back Jesse Ramien from suspension and Ronaldo from injury. I'm going with the Sharkies.
I'm going to go Manly. I think it's 2 p.m. kickoff, packed house. But we'll see how good they are. Manly, they've got to start the game, which the way they started last week, they actually belted the Bulldogs through the middle. They've got to aim up. You know, Nathan Brown come off the bench. Brooks is very close to the semi-final, and they've got to win to get a home ground. So. We'll see the best of Manly, hopefully.
Okay, the final competition game in the NRL for the 2024 season. It's here in Newcastle. The Knights lucky. Their last two games are both home games. It's Old Boys Day. There'll be a lot of old boys there.
Wow.
It'll be a packed house. 4 o'clock kickoff. It's the telly game. And, of course, the winner will be the final team into the eight. So it's do or die for both teams. It's also the return for Wayne Bennett to Newcastle again. Of course, he coached here. And a lot of people have mixed feelings about Wayne Bennett's time here. He walked out on the fourth year of his contract, but I'm going for my team, the Knights. It'll be a great game, this one. Really looking forward to it.
Incredible outlook. It's the last game of the year. As I said, the computer at the start of the year. Next thing we've got this game. One of the winners actually goes in the eight. I think the Dolphins, I've been saying it for a few weeks, I think they want to send Wayne Bennett out a winner. If they can make the Dolphins in the eight in 2 years, the Dolphins up there from a scratch club, unbelievable effort.
Yeah, look, a lot of people talk about his success with Brisbane, but he basically had the Queensland team when he was coaching Brisbane. But this team, he started with, you know, the licorice all sorts from all over the place, and he's turned them into a great team.
Yeah, he certainly has, Richard. He's a phenomenon. What an unbelievable human. You can see it was like the master and the apprentice last week, and he's now going back to a club where he's actually... work, so it'll be interesting to see what he can put up.
Yeah, well, and also very interesting, I mentioned Scotty Sattler, who's the spokesperson for this new Jets combo, the Ipswich Jets and of course, the Henson Park Newtown Jets. But they're mad keen to get Wayne Bennett there, which wouldn't be till 2028, in which case he'll be 78. You reckon he'll still keep coaching when he's 78?
Oh, he loves it, man. He'll love it. Of course he will.
Yeah.
He's a young man. He hangs around young blokes. he gets all the enthusiasm from him. That's what makes you live day to day.
Yeah. Now, I've got to ask you about your acting career, mate. This new ABC series, Plum.
Yes. Well, I got to start due to knowing the big fella, and also Wayne Blair was the actor, was the director, and mate, it was unreal. I made my own lines up. I actually made Brendan turn around and go, "Okay, Spud." He wasn't supposed to say that because I yelled at him so hard, he did it. So I think it comes out the next month, maybe. I
think so. It's in a couple of weeks' time. Yeah, cool. But it's all about a cause that's very dear to your heart, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. CTE damage. There's a lot of us out there with it, mate. So if any guys out there listening to this and they're struggling, please give them my details up there at the radio, and I'd love to have a chat.
Yeah, all right. And have you had a look at the finished product of Plum?
No, I haven't. I didn't make the I made the cut. That's what I was worried about. But the crazy thing about it, Richard, on the day, this the main other lead girl lady. I go back to my car and she goes, to me, have you got much work on? And I went, I've never done this before. And then she goes, you're unbelievable. So, very good. Anyone can be an actor, mate.
All right. We can expect to see you picking up a gold Logie next year.
Something. Which I'll be doing next week when I turn the competition around between you and I.
Oh, yeah, right.
I reckon my winners will beat yours and... I'll chat to you next week.
Yeah, look forward to it, mate. Good calling over the weekend. Mark Spud Carroll, his thoughts on the final round, the ultimate round in the NRL, round 27. A reminder, it kicks off again tonight. All the action of the Broncos Storm game right here from Suncorp Stadium. Scotty Sattler, Drew Forbes and Andrew McCulloch calling that game.